Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about a podcast to Matthias, who's in Sweden. I found out he's in Sweden. I hope you really enjoy your little village up. And I was just so pleased to actually speak with someone who's enthusiastic about Swedish elements, as I am, sort of the finding that there is elements named after the town of Yttrium, means outer village, outer hamlet, and that's Yttrium, which is Y-double-T, good old Swedish spelling, and then Ytterbium, and then Erbium, and Terbium, and this is all from this little village. And then there's Scandium, which is right up in the middle of there, Holmium and Thulmium. But then there's things I didn't know, and thanks a lot, Matthias, is Gandalum. I'm very fascinated by it, and I didn't actually know that Tantalum, TA, was actually named after a Swedish person. So that's a new piece of information. So that's Sweden having a good haul of eight elements: scandium, holmium, thulmium, or Sweden, a gondolium is eight, possibly nine. It's probably the record taker. That's good. A good percentage of the periodic table, probably 8% of the periodic table. There. A real lion's share for them. Now, one of the things is I've been learning about the periodic table, and just one of the things is that obviously if you have terbium, erbium, ytterbium, and yttrium, that you can easily get those confused. If your brain's confused, you can easily get them confused going through. And I've just been rote learning, the periodic table, just putting it into deep memory, coming out again, and as a substance for that, looking across it. Now, what I want to do is point out the Swedish elements form, and if you're correct, I think it forms a super Allen key in the periodic table. So you don't have your standard periodic table, you have the extended periodic table with between group the S and D block. You have the F block up in there, and that's the extended one. And if you go down the rare earths and then across the lanthanides, you get into that's actually the rare earths, the period. Column 3, group 3, and the lanthanides form the rare earths, and they're all from that area in Sweden. You get the Swedish thing, and that forms an Allen key shape. In fact, scandium, yttrium, and lutetium was actually hidden inside yttrium. They couldn't find it for many, many years because it's so chemically indistinguishable. Now, the great thing about these elements is that they're so very, very similar. They're hard to chemically separate. And that's, if you want to say that Sweden's a bit boring, I know you'll take that as a bit of a joke. At least you're not corrupt or as corrupt. And I know that you're as an observer of Australian life, that there is this underlying corruption here. But they're so very, very similar. It means that were very hard to find. And lanthanides means actually hard to find. So what I'm doing is this is a podcast while driving Matthias. And I'll visit you sometime in Sweden. That would give me nothing greater to go out and eat McDonald's and eat a Vegemite sandwich. Everything Australian does is just carry on as an Australian in Sweden, with completely insulated from you all. But be very interested to see and to actually watch you Swedish people speaking Swedish to each other. That would just blow my brain, because Yeah, how do you speak Swedish? It just, that's technically impossible. It's all just a shame. But that being said, I'm driving home at the moment, and I want to recite the periodic table and not get killed by this VW van, which suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Okay, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese. Just having a mental break, blank there. Is it iron, nickel, cobalt, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, xenon, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, manganese, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cesium, praseodymium, neodymium, samarium, europium, goldenium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lutetium, tantalum. Now that's interesting. You're saying that tantalum's Swedish. It just doesn't feel as though I've got enough in there. Let's see. Lutetium. Oh, yeah. Hafnium, tantalum, tungsten. Now, I'll do rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, gold rat poison you up, lead, bismuth, polonium, astinium, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, fermium, einsteinium, mendelevium, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, borium, dubnium, see borium, borium, is that right? Hastium, metrium, damstratium, rotgonium, copernican, flervium, nipponium, moscovium, livermorium, tennesseum, and organesson. There you go. They're all. I don't know how long I've done that from. Going through it all. And it just takes a lot to do it. And I must admit, the boring elements, the rare earths, ones which going through, I guess, trying to work out. Now, in terms of the most inconsequential name, is samarium, named after a Russian mine supervisor. Now, the Russian mine supervisor, they named the rock after him, and the rock contained the element. And so this person somehow got drafted into the periodic table. Everything's got a great name but samarium, which is a magnetic stuff, and it's really interesting to see the rare earths having an interest in there. And this is, oh, I suppose it's also interesting to know the secret story of Sweden. We tend to really talk about Davy and the discovery of the colourful elements by Bunsen and Davy. This is where you stick them in the Bunsen burner. And so you've got the names of the colour elements. And so, well, strontium is a colour, but it's not named after colour, but that was named because they saw it comes from stronta, which means fairy's nose. So that's perhaps the stronta is named after a village as well, but the village is rather mean out of Hamlet. It means fairy's nose. So that's a great thing. Then there's rubidium for ruby colour. Cesium means greeny yellow, like the colour, the Latin for the colour of that thing. There's thulmium. The one next to lead. Iridium means violet, a violet colour. Barium and lithium means stone, so that's not much of a thing. Cesium means a yellow, the Latin for yellow. So there's a lot of colours. Let me see. Iridium, there's the names after countries. There's gallium and germanium. I just want to think down there. Now, potassium comes from the myth that it was prepared from making gunpowder. They'd get these big pots and put ash in them, and it comes from the Latin potash. Now, this is a lovely sort of facade thing. It's got nothing to do with anything, apropos of absolutely nothing. I don't know if you remembered the military tattoo, the Edinburgh military tattoo. And, you know, where does the word tattoo, military tattoo, you probably wouldn't have heard of that in Sweden, but in Australia we have all the bagpipes and the piping out. And tattoo is a corruption of the Dutch, meaning taps off. And what it meant is that they would go, the English mercenaries would be in Holland, and it's time for the mercenaries to return to the barracks, and they would sound the tattoo, which means the Dutch for taps off. So a military tattoo means that all the soldiers used to form up and march back to the base because the publicans turned off the taps. Now, I'm still really trying to think there. I may be able to, before I get home, amazingly, is talk about another group of elements, which is the... I'm sure I haven't covered all the coloured elements. Well, it's heavenly bodies. There's helium. There's selenium for the moon, tellurium for the earth, neptunium, plutonium, Uranus for that group. There's cirrus, cerium, and palladium, Pallidus, which is an asteroid. So again, you've got a group of elements with a name for it. And then there's the gen ones, which make something. So hydrogen makes hydrogen, water. Oxygen, oxy means acid. And this is chemistry when it wasn't just... They were hunting around for principles. And so oxygen means they believe that if you burnt sulfur, you made it acidic. And what you added to sulfur is the oxygen. And so in general... oxygen tends to make metals basic. A metal plus metal oxides tend to be basic, but so that was a bit off. Nitrogen is something which makes nitre, which is nitric acid, which I think sodium, Na, and nitrogen comes from the same area in Egypt where you had the soap, the salts, sodium nitrate. And of course, the potassium nitrate's the stuff that really kicks a punch in there. So you've got the hydrogens, the I think that's the only oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen. Chlorine, is another element which is colour. Chloro means green. Now, the stinky elements. Osmium and bromine. Bromine means stench. Argon means dumb. I love that. Neon means new. Krypton means a puzzle, a cryptic puzzle. Isn't that beautiful? Xenon means stranger. I don't know what radon and radium means. I think that's for radioactive. Now, of course, amongst all the elements, there's a lot of crazy theories. Now, Marie Curie of curium. Oh, curium and metrium are the two dames, the two women that are named there. There's a lot of ancient scientists. Copernicus, how does he get into the periodic table? Like, why not have Christ in there? Or why not have Newton? Why Copernican? How did he... Rockin, I can forgive. Now, Dubnium is a Soviet Stalinist city that made atomic bombs and, Atom City. And now it's a completely derelict place. We're coming up here. So I'm home. I've driven from one place to the other. And so, Mateus, I hope you enjoy that thing about the elements. And thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.